Bereshit, Genesis, chapter 5. This is the book of the genealogy of Adam. In the day that Elohim created man, he made him in the likeness of Elohim. Male and female he created them, and he barach them, and called their name Adam, in the day they were created. And Adam lived 130 years, and brought forth a son in his own likeness, after his image, and called his name Sheth. And after he brought forth Sheth, the days of Adam were 800 years, and he brought forth sons and daughters. So all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. And Sheth lived 105 years, and brought forth Enosh. And after he brought forth Enosh, Sheth lived 807 years, and brought forth sons and daughters. So all the days of Sheth were 912 years, and he died. And Enosh lived 90 years, and brought forth Kenan. And after he brought forth Kenan, Enosh lived 815 years, and brought forth sons and daughters. So all the days of Enosh were 905 years, and he died. And Kenan lived 70 years, and brought forth Mahalalel. And after he brought forth Mahalalel, Kenan lived 840 years, and brought forth sons and daughters. So all the days of Kenan were 910 years, and he died. And Mahalalel lived 65 years, and brought forth Yered. And after he brought forth Yered, Mahalalel lived 830 years, and brought forth sons and daughters. So all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. And Yered lived 162 years, and brought forth Chanach. And after he brought forth Chanach, Yered lived 800 years, and brought forth sons and daughters. So all the days of Yered were 962 years, and he died. And Chanach lived 65 years, and brought forth Methushelah. And after he brought forth Methushelah, Chanach walked with Elohim 300 years, and brought forth sons and daughters. So all the days of Chanach were 365 years. And Chanach walked with Elohim. Then he was no more, for Elohim took him. And Methushelah lived 187 years, and brought forth Lamech. And after he brought forth Lamech, Methushelah lived 782 years, and brought forth sons and daughters. So all the days of Methushelah were 969 years, and he died. And Lamech lived 182 years, and brought forth a son, and called his name Noah, saying,
"This one comforts us concerning our work and the toil of our hands, because of the ground which Yahweh has cursed."
And after he brought forth Noah, Lamech lived 595 years, and brought forth sons and daughters. So all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah brought forth Shem, Ham, and Japheth.